T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I got some heat last week, all right? I got a little heat for a spicy take. People crushed me on Twitter, on the text line, all that stuff, because it wasn't super spicy. It was a little bit out there. And I said, hey, would Kirby have the thought, the foresight, to sit JT Daniels week one, not get him medically cleared so there's no tape with him in a Georgia Bulldogs uniform, to get him ready for the Auburn game and unleash all the goodness with this Georgia offense? Do you guys think I'm absolutely crazy with that take, or am I 100% spot on?
Hey, man, I'm not even going to go there with you in this conspiracy that you had last week. All right, Nick, he came out of nowhere with it, too. Like we teased it and everything. And so, but, Brian, if he goes out and he has a great game on Saturday, next Monday when we come on the air and you have your dog, you have your 3 good questions, bro, I will admit, if he goes out and plays well, that you were right.
So right. You're not buying into the BG conspiracy theory here?
No, I'm not buying into it.
But you do gain a competitive advantage, though, from it, right? Because Auburn's got to look at tape of JT Daniels from, what, week one of last year at USC?
That is true. I just...
Yeah, tell him, Nick. Go ahead. Keep going, man.
I'm not saying I believe it.
Come on. Nick, are you going to go down there?
Georgia kind of, with a little bit of an advantage.
Oh, man. I don't know.
In all seriousness, Kirby just had his presser, and there's still some weird language about... If JT Daniels is actually cleared yet, the phrase being used is will be cleared. So it's still not, it's officially unofficial that JT Daniels is going to play this Saturday and be available. Here's what Kirby had to say about the quarterback situation in general just a little bit ago.
We're not putting ourselves in a pigeonhole and saying we can only have one quarterback. We've got to develop all our quarterbacks. So I know y'all are looking at it in terms of Auburn right now, who's going to play, what's the quarterback, where we're trying to look at our entire roster and say, okay, how are we going to be the best we can be in week 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 down the line? Because there's some guys on our team that are going to be better down the line than maybe the guy in front of them. But the only way they're going to get there is through playing.
Dude, he's starting to sound like Nick Saban all of a sudden.
Oh, I mean, hey, man, he learned from one of the best, man. And he's absolutely right. The thing with it is that, and I know what Kirby said rightfully, when he says quarterback rightfully. So the quarterback's the most important position on the football field. And Georgia doesn't have one right now that we know of. So, of course, people are going to ask about it. But there's no reason for him to give Auburn anything right now. That's the one thing. Somebody asked me last week about the injury report in the NFL. Well, it's you're required to do that mainly because of the gambling aspects of it. In college, you're not allowed. You don't have to. You don't have to. You can slow play. And so when I look at this JT thing, it says he will be cleared. All right, fine. Does that mean he's going to automatically come in and everything's going to be honky dory and all that? I know what we saw last week was not encouraging from Dwan Mathis. It just wasn't. He did not look like the moment. He looked like the moment was too big for him. But I mean, I'm not giving up hope on him. I saw some things that I did like, but I want to see JT. I mean, obviously, all 3 guys probably going to play again because the thing about it is he ain't played a lot of football either, has he?
No, he's all promise and potential. He's yet to really show us long term what he can do.
Exactly. So I'm again, just like I was this past weekend, excited that we're getting to play Auburn. That's a fun rivalry. Got a lot of friends on both sides. And so when you look at it, we'll have to have a wait and see approach. And we'll have our guy Roddy DeBalzion, and we'll see what he thought of how the game played out as far as did he put too much on DeJuan's plate at first, Nick, or did they need to run the ball more? There's so many questions I have about it. But the penalties was just as big as a subject as how bad the offense played in the first half.
No, the discipline is definitely an issue, but the margin for error at the quarterback position is going to be so small when you look at what they have. They got Auburn this week, Tennessee, Bama, Kentucky, Florida. You play number 7, number 2, mm-hmm. number 3, number 21, and a Kentucky team that's going to be feisty. There's no layups. There's no cupcakes along the way for Georgia.
Oh, no doubt about it, man. No, there is no doubt. And, you know, our defense outside of the one little play, you know, LeCount was out of position or whatever, yep. and they got a lucky pass over top. That defense is going to be nice. I didn't get the pressure that I wanted to see from the outside rushes as much, but, I mean, they're going to be fine defensively. I think it's just, you know, that the offense has got to find a way, because I was pleased by the way that they created turnovers defensively. But, I mean, it was Felipe Franks, so obviously he was going to give us some, because that's what he does. But
yes, he does.
I mean, our defense is going to be fine. I like all the depth and everything that they have, but you just got to get this quarterback position. You got to get it. Mm-hmm. You got to get it ironed out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.